I saw Penny today. So close.
Investors hate the thought of penny stocks, but love the idea of low-priced stocks.
Those shares are worth quite a bit of money.
Penny Pro Jeff Williams and his team of experts find investment ideas that bring the two together, taking a fundamental and technical approach to ultra-low-priced stocks to find trades, moves, and investments.
Well, don't give away too much.
So pay attention and give a thought to your pennies here on Money Life.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And you'll learn how to make those small investments add up.
Yes, Jeff Williams joins us right now. He is the Penny Pro, and he is the lead trader at pennypro.com. That's the website if you want more information. On Twitter, he's at the Penny Pro, and pennypro.com is part of the Raging Bull community. So you can also get more information at ragingbull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. Jeff Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you back because we are following up today on something that we talked about where you were sort of looking but trying to figure out how you wanted to touch, and that was Bitcoin, where Bitcoin has both at times presented an opportunity and also at times kind of presented the third rail, you don't want to touch it, as you were describing it. So let's pick up the story here because Bitcoin is back on your radar screen here.
Yeah, it's back on my radar. So our last conversation, we talked about how Bitcoin was really surging and we failed to see some of these Bitcoin related stocks follow suit. And we had talked about at the time, if these trades start bumping up into or above their 50 moving average line, specifically above their 50 moving average line, that these trades would come back and play. And we saw that with BTSC. So when Bitcoin took off, it didn't follow right away, but shortly after, we saw BTSC go up through that 50-day moving average line, which was our trigger for our conversation. And we saw a really nice 40-50% run on that trade. And it was a really nice setup, a great breakout play, and it produced really well.
Now, BTSC is Bitcoin Services Incorporated. This is a true penny. We sometimes have that discussion of a true penny is a stock trading for pennies. As trading opens on Monday, this is a stock that's going to be somewhere around 8 cents. You know, it was 8 or 9 cents a share on Friday. So what's the expectation if it's done the whole 50-day moving average thing? Where is it now and is it buyable and playable right now?
So over the weekend, we saw some pretty good volatility on Bitcoin. You know, we saw about 4 or 5 days ago, Bitcoin, I think, tapped out somewhere around 7,500, give or take. But we've seen a really good pullback now, and it's actually been on pretty strong volume. So my question now is Bitcoin really selling off or is this kind of a panic sell? And are we going to find some support? When I look at a chart for Bitcoin, I look at this level here at about $6,000 as a pretty good resistance point going through early October. So what I'm going to anticipate now is this being a possible floor for us. So if we find support here on Bitcoin between $5,800 and the $6,000 range, I think a trade like BTSC would be a real nice setup because it had that massive run of 40 or 50%. Now it's pulling back to where it actually broke out from, which is at the 50-day moving average line. So I think we see some correlation here with Bitcoin pulling back, BTSC pulling back. They're now both coming to some support areas. BTSC right around 7 cents. Bitcoin, like I said, right around 6,000, give or take a little bit there. If these start to reverse, specifically I'll be watching Bitcoin first. If Bitcoin starts to reverse back up, I'll look to see if BTSE does the same type of move off the 50-day moving average line from 7, possibly back up to that previous high of 10 cents per share.
So you are looking for two things here, and you are not in BTSC at this point, correct?
That is correct.
So you are looking for two things here. One, for both Bitcoin to bounce off of support, and for BTSC to bounce off of support. So you need to see BTSC hold at 7, and basically it has to test that. It has to take another little step down before you're going to be willing to buy, correct?
That's correct. And we actually may see a little bit of sideways move on both of these here. Again, they've had some pretty strong volatility over the past 3 or 4 trading sessions. You know, when you're talking about a 5-10% pullback on, you know, Bitcoin and, you know, a 20 or 30% or more on BTSC, they may need a little bit of time to unwind. I talk about that, how it's such an important thing to see on these trades for traders to understand that after these stocks have big moves, whether it be up or down, it's just natural sometimes to see a little bit of a sideways move, a little bit of a rest, lower volume. I'd like to see that specifically on Bitcoin. The volume's been very strong on the sell-off. So if we see a little bit less volume and a sideways move, then I'll start to look for buyers to come back in, play these plays off support, and that's when we look for our secondary bounce here.
how big a bounce could this be? I mean, BTSC, as we said, trading at about 8 cents as we get into the action on Monday. You're looking for it to bounce off of support. So what are you thinking in terms of a high, and what's going to be a stop if you get into it?
That's always a good question. Now, the secondary bounces, we talk with people, they may not always be as big as their first run. So when we saw BTSC break over that 7 cents about a week ago, it did go up 40-50% up toward that 10 to 11 cent range. The secondary bounce, not always as big. So I would be very happy if this stock holds 7, which is where I'll look for an entry point. If it goes back up maybe to 8.5 or 9 from that point, that's a really good gain. And I would probably stop out at the previous low here in early November, which is about 0.67. So I'm not going to give it a lot of leeway. If it doesn't want to bounce, I'm not going to let it really crash on me. I'll give it a tight stop loss, about 5%, and I'll look for maybe a 10 to 15, maybe 20% max on the top side.
And again, you are looking for Bitcoin to do what in terms of you want to see Bitcoin hit off what level as well before you're going to buy here?
So again, I'm looking for Bitcoin to probably hold this $5,800 to $6,000 range, consolidate a little bit sideways, and then start marching up possibly toward that $7,000 mark again.
Jeff, great stuff. Really interesting. It is, of course, fascinating to see how Bitcoin is playable and when you want to play it. Really interesting as well that, you know, exactly what you said happened. You missed the last move, but you thought it would come back to you. Now you're seeing it saying it may actually be happening. Great stuff, Jeff. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Chuck.
So we were talking about BTSC, Bitcoin Services, buyable at about 7 if you see both Bitcoin and BTSC holding support. That's the word from Jeff Williams, the Penny Pro. He is lead trader at pennypro.com. Go to that website to check it out. You can also follow him on Twitter. He's at the Penny Pro. Okay, this was a great way to start the Monday, November 13th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's our big interview. And then David Trainer in the Danger Zone. So stay tuned. Deacon Hayes, author of You Can Retire Early, will be here when Money Life returns in just a moment.